This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855. Yeah, come on. All right, you want me to slow down? My dad says I go too fast. He can't write that fast. But he's old. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to get a copy of the book, there's a couple places you can do it. You can go to Amazon.com, which is not a bad way to do it. But you can also go to my website, therealside.com. If you get it there and you want it signed, I'll sign it for you. I don't even charge you extra like Billy Boy does. But go ahead and head up there, and you can buy my book. You can also buy the shirt you see hanging on the wall behind me, hashtag stand. And basically what that stands for is stop retreating. You know, when it comes to these other nut jobs that are out there, you know, pushing for their way of life, you know, the Berkeley, the bizarro Berkeleyites. I mean, you need to push back. And you don't even have to push back. All you got to do is stay there. There's a lot of them that, you know, frankly, they won't do anything to you because they're petrified. But we've got to stop backing away from these people. We really do. I'm not suggesting that you show up with baseball bats and all the other stupid, crazy stuff. But I am suggesting that we don't just back. Look at what are they? They have those shirts on, right? And what are they? Black shirts. They have that say resist on them. But the ones black shirts, black pants, black shoes. You know, the whole nine yards. Black bandera. The whole nine yards. Right? And what do we got? We got nothing. And I've had some people tell me they're afraid to wear the shirt because they're afraid that somebody's going to beat them up. How sad is that? In this country, in this time and day, they're afraid they're going to get beat up. I'm sorry. In my mind, it's pretty sad. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do so much want you involved with me. All right. After the first break, we're going to have Dale Bellis is going to be on. I'm going to talk about health care, whatever you want to call it. The bottom line with it is changing. Okay, it's changing because of the change the Republicans are trying to put in. It's changing because of the way the ACA was. It's just changing, period. And if you got family to take care of and health care is like out of control or your health care premiums are out of control, Liberty Health Share has a different option for you. And you're hearing about it on the radio a lot. But I would imagine, I would venture to guess that a lot of you guys don't even know what the heck it is. You don't know how to do it. Is it worth it? You don't know what it is. You don't know how real it is.
That's stupid.
Again. this one with the justice still sounds to be crazy. All right. I don't have time to pull this off yet. I do. I don't know if you guys do this, but we send hundreds of millions of dollars to the Palestinians every year. And we do it so that they can educate their people, so they can build schools and build hospitals. How many of you really believe that they're building schools and hospitals with the money we're sending them? So I heard about the story earlier, and it drove me nuts, because when I heard the guy speak on the radio, It was just, he turned it all, he turned it all on Israel, right? So in March of 2016, Taylor Force was visiting Israel with a tour group from Vanderbilt University on a boardwalk off of the Mediterranean beach. It was just outside of Tel Aviv. He would lose his life at the hands of a Palestinian. Now, Force was far from the first person to die in a stabbing attack carried out by a Palestinian terrorist in recent years, but his death struck a chord across the Atlantic Ocean. As a West Point graduate and retired U.S. Army field artillery officer, Force's death landed close to home for many Americans who felt the impact of terrorism in the Middle East for the first time. His death had also spurred new international interest in a program run by Palestinian Authority that financially rewards, you ready for this one? Financially rewards terrorists for killing terrorists and their families for killing infidels. So, your tax money, if this isn't enough to get you over the top, your tax dollars are going to pay terrorists to kill Americans. Your American tax dollars are going to Palestinians to kill Americans. It was supposed to be a humanitarian effort to build hospitals and schools. And they're not building any hospitals and schools. Let me tell you what. Because for the Palestinians, if you die as a martyr, right, you die while you're trying to, kill the infidel, your family, they get treated like, kings and queens. And they'll get an annual stipend greater than the average Palestinian earns. In this case, the terrorist who killed Tyler Force was hailed as a hero and basically given a state funeral, and his family was given money by the state. The Senator Lindsey Graham says, hey, this is nuts. This is enough. Graham is the leading sponsor of the Taylor Force Act, a Senate bill that hopes to discourage these payments. The Palestinian Authority receives over $300 million in aid from the U.S. government. Are you there? You listening? They allocated that same amount of money, you ready for this, in 2006, to finance their martyr fund. So they've spent $300 million plus in paying people that kill your sons and daughters, your nieces and nephews. Come on, you've got to be outraged by this. Now, with the Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, set to visit with President Donald Trump on May 3rd, Fox News speculated that the Martyrs Fund could be a topic of discussion between the two leaders. If passed, Taylor Force Act would cut foreign aid to Palestinian Authority. Yes, I'm good with that. We can stop there. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. When we come back, Dale Bellis and Liberty HealthShare. Don't go far. Slapping individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation, for real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, seriously, get involved in the conversation. Okay, Dale Bellis is joining us here, and I recorded this a little earlier, but here's why. Because, you know what, some of these guys, you can tell Dale I said this, some of these guys just can't stay awake late. So, anyhow, no, they got other schedules, and I want to get them on, I want you to hear them, but there are a lot of changes coming to healthcare. Healthcare, health share, you'll get it. The bottom line is this. Be ready for a change in the way you handle the care for your family's health, for your health, and that kind of thing. Here he is, Dale Bellis. Dale Bellis joins me. He's the CEO of Liberty Health Share. Always a pleasure, Dale, to have you with. I learned so much when you're on with me, Dale.
Well, Joe, it's such a pleasure. I'm a flag-waving American, buddy, so I'm glad to be with you.
Yeah, we need more of those. Man, we need less Republicans, we need less Democrats, we need, you know, less Green Party, we need a heck of a lot more Americans out there fighting for us. That's how I feel about it.
Well, I'm with you on that one. Absolutely.
All right, let's talk about the reality of liberty. You know, I push liberty all the time. You know, I push your ability and freedom, my favorite words, to make your own decisions, which is the way it was always meant to be. Less federal government, more freedom. And people still, I get emails to this day when I talk to people about Liberty Health Share. They don't really understand and get it, because as you always say, it's a whole new paradigm when you talk about health care, because that's how we've been taught to refer to it as health care, and we think of insurance companies. Well, insurance companies aren't the only way to go for health care, is it?
Well, health care sharing, Liberty Health Share, is, I frequently say, freedom from health insurance. That's where we've come to in today's world. Is that we've had this imposition of demands and requirements and mandates regarding health insurance, and it has skewed it toward government oversight, intervention, and control. And so Liberty HealthShare is really freedom from the health insurance model, and it's instead creating or joining a community of like-minded individuals who look to one another and say, will you share my health care costs if I share yours? And the answer is yes. And we do that on a voluntary, cooperative basis. We throw in technology and methodology and systematize it, et cetera, et cetera. But at its core, it's old-fashioned America rising up and saying, you know what? We used to have a neighbor helping neighbor mentality. Why can't we apply that to healthcare? And that's really what Liberty Health Share is. It's like-minded members, member-to-member cost sharing whenever we have a medical bill.
You know, it's funny. Simple. Oh, hey, look, I grew up in the in Boston, in the north end of Boston, a small community, a mile square. Anyway, we all knew who was hurt, who was sick, who didn't have work, who was out of work for a week. And it was truly community, knowing, not being busybodies, and some people are already rolling their eyes, but actually taking care of each other. And it sounds like, you know, we were members of a community. You're kind of members of Liberty Health Share, and we're all kind of taking care of each other, right?
I grew up in a small town just like you, small town, only mine was Midwest in Ohio. And that was precisely the nature of the community. As neighbors, we were engaged with one another. And so if someone was ill, we'd bring in, you know, food for the family. In fact, we would raise money and help solve the financial crisis. But that's the way it was across America for generations. In the farm community, a farmer would have a stroke. They'd lay him on the kitchen table. Neighbors would come and bring in the crops. The doctor would come and visit the household. They would be there for one another.
Yep.
We're just simply restoring that age-old model of caring for one another, and we do it through an online community so that when you set your money aside every month in your online secure account, it's matched to another member who has medical expenses. You know where your money's going. And each of our members decide what amount of information they wish to disclose. But I send my money to another person who has medical expenses that month. We message with cheer, encouragement, prayer, whatever the case may be. And we assist by paying each other's medical bills when they occur.
You know, Dale, as you bring that up, and it brought back a memory of times when I'd have somebody else, you know, neighbor. We all knew each other, obviously, but the neighbors, you know, three or four of their kids would be sitting at our table eating. And you're like, what are they doing here? And, well, Mrs. So-and-so has been sick for the last day or two, so they're over here eating our food. But that's okay. That's good. That's the way it should be. Listen, I get emails now. When you talk about all members sharing and we all kind of help each other out, I've had a few people send me emails saying, so how do you get all the members involved? I mean, do we call other members? Is there a group, a phone tree? You know, it kind of sounds like I have to call all the members, but that's not true. I mean, how do all the members participate?
Our technology simply matches one member's share amount, and it's a predetermined amount, $199 for a single, $299 for a couple, $449 for a family of three or more. We don't count more than three. and our technology then matches that amount to another member. So you're assigned another member who has expenses that month. And so our log, our algorithm, just simply matches those members to another member, and we pay each other's medical bills, and we do it to the tune of $12 million plus every month.
Wow. I like this. You know, and again, it's back to what I'm hearing now with a lot, you know, I know there's a lot of turmoil in this country, but there's also a lot of people that feel, you know, like they're becoming part of a bigger community again. Like we're all working towards the same thing again, that America that all of us remember from years gone by. So it's kind of cool. And when you talk about it in this light, you're looking at a health share scenario where, again, it's everybody helping out. And I think that's great. So let's get back to some of the issues or what have you that you might be running into because again, we've talked about this in the past. I've seen it in some of the emails that we have. In a new health care plan or bill or what have you, is there anything in there that might hurt you? Is there anything in there that might jeopardize health sharing?
Not that it would jeopardize so much as we just simply want our legislators to continue and extend the exemption that we've enjoyed under the Affordable Care Act. Just extend it to any other mandates or legislative requirements going forward, so that we preserve the freedom of managing, directing our own health care. We receive a great deal of responsiveness, openness, acceptance from legislators. We've got a team on Capitol Hill just explaining health care sharing to the legislators. We've not encountered any serious resistance. And what is fascinating to me, really it's based upon your previous comment, Joe, healthcare sharing being exempt under the Affordable Care Act was a Democrat idea. And now with a Republican-controlled Congress, they would certainly respond to the same appeal.
Right.
That here's a group of self.
More with Dale Bellis after the break. We're talking about your healthcare, health sharing. How are you going to take care of your family if this thing goes sideways? We'll be right back. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at infidelbodyarmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. Infidelbodyarmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We've been learning about health care. Right? What are you going to do if the health care program goes sideways? And Dale Bellis from Liberty Health Share joined me earlier today to talk about that. Let's hear what he had to say about it. Dale Bellis joins me. He's the CEO of Liberty Health Share. Always a pleasure when he's with me. And I will say an alternative. You don't have to say it. I'll say it. Probably the best way to take care of yourself, to look, you know, at healthcare type of, you know, situations and scenarios for you and your family. Dale, again, always enjoy when you're on with me.
My pleasure to be with you, Joe, and thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. One of the questions I want to ask you is about, you know, doctors and hospitals and what have you. And we were talking during the break, and I said, it's funny, the emails that I get, people are stuck in this PPO HMO mindset because that's what's been beat into us for so many years. And a quick story, my wife, when we moved into our new house, 15 years ago, when we moved into the house, we were looking at living room sets. And hey, you know what? She's going to be in there more than I am, so it's kind of like, okay, whatever you want. And she picked two love seats because of the way that the thing is set up, the living room. And I had the hardest time getting used to that because I was at 50 years old or 40 some odd years old, all my life, what do you see in a living room? A couch and a love seat. This threw my whole world off for the longest time. It's kind of the same thing here with health share. You look at this and we're so stuck in, oh, no. I got to have a PPO and HMO. I need a doctor list. I need to know who's on the list. I need to know what hospitals I can go to. Doesn't work that way, though, does it?
It does not, because we are all self-pay patients. We're all individual cash pay patients. We've abandoned insurance. Now, the scary part about that is then how do I deal with high dollar health care that I can't simply pay out of my own pocket? Well, that's why we share those costs together in community. So that if I'm a self-pay patient, I can go to any doctor or any hospital I please. And so that's really the mindset of Liberty Health Share. You pick your doctor, you go to your hospital, submit to them your ID card, that gives the provider instructions where to submit the bill. And they just simply send the bill through our electronic submission process. We receive it, process it according to our sharing guidelines that we as members have all agreed to. Here's the medical bills we'll participate with. It shows up in your online account. We ask other members to participate with it. It's that simple cycle. And so our members exercise their freedom in that way.
So, Dale, but it's, you know, it's not a shotgun blast and you hope it takes. I mean, I could pick up the phone and say, I'm going in to have a wart removed. Am I covered? Or I'm going in to do this at such and such a doctor. How do I deal with this? Correct?
Well, we have this kind of mentality. Number one, we're not here to participate with every possible health care expense you can have. We're
right.
here to assist with those things that are unaffordable and unexpected. If you can plan on it, prepare for it, save for it, budget for it, you take care of that out of your own pockets, as does the rest of our 145,000 members. So eye care, dental, hearing, et cetera. We pay for those ourselves because it's more difficult to have a $5,000
sure.
toothache than certainly a $5,000 visit to the ER room because of some late night event.
Right.
But nonetheless, we share in those things that are unaffordable and unexpected. But most importantly, we as individual healthcare consumers are not sophisticated health members of the healthcare system. It can be very intimidating
yep.
to go to the hospital, or especially if the doctor reads off his chart and tells us we're diagnosed with some disease. We have an information system where our members reach out to what we call our member stewardship assistance program. That is, because we're all in this community together, we're stewarding our resources together. So we've got nurses and doctors on call that when you're going to a hospital for a complex surgery, number one, you want to make sure that it is medically indicated for you, number one, and where to go get that at the most advisable price, because it's our money at stake. And so we have those resources to empower our members when they encounter the healthcare system.
I agree with you, and I think that people need to understand that, too. You know, we've had some medical things in our lives where it's cheaper, faster, and easier for us to pay for it ourselves, because, frankly, by the time you get done with the insurance company trying to figure out what's going on, where you can go, and what you can do, you've gained too many gray hairs, and you really don't need that kind of aggravation. But there are times where people don't know what to do, and you answered the question before I asked it, where you have, you know, nurses and doctors here that can help you kind of figure things out and how to move through stuff, and that's a good thing. So again, there's no list to look at, just for clarity. There's no list to look at to see if your doctor's on. There's no list to look at to see if your hospital is on there. It's simply going to that hospital doctor and like you do with everything, just making sure that everything's in order before you actually go through whatever procedure you're going through. And that's the prudent thing to do, correct?
It's a prudent thing. And frankly, we do have a team of folks here in our headquarters that responds to members' requests. Can you explain this to my doctor, please? And so we do that. We pick up the phone. We call the doc, explain who and what we are, how members are assisting each other, where to send the bill. And so we pave the way from time to time for our members to their doctor or to a hospital. But that member's the one making those choices in the control and management of their health care.
I'm giggling because it's about time the doctor's confused instead of us, right? I mean, how many times have you walked up to the doctor's office and gone, I don't know what he
does. The docs and hospitals love us. Because we've eliminated, frankly, an entire layer of bureaucracy and red tape that
yeah.
they struggle with, frankly, every day.
Yeah.
They're working. In fact, they have whole back offices
yes.
trying to figure out how to get reimbursed through the maze of requirements, rules, and red tape to get paid. We don't do that.
I got to tell you.
So they are freed from all of that. They're excited about getting paid, not only fairly, reasonably, honorably, but promptly.
When we used to have our business, I can't tell you how many times I walked by my wife's office and she'd be saying, it's not my job to know how to code it. and I finally, after a while, she told me what was, you know, they code it wrong at the doctor's office or at the
yeah.
hospital, and then the employee would come in and complain he didn't pay for something, and she'd end
right.
up fighting it through for them. Yeah, you're right. It is a nightmare
yeah.
for these people.
Yeah.
Okay, so
right.
you must have this. There's got to be a hook here, right, between you and me, Dale. There's got to be a gotcha here somewhere. It's like mega deductibles, death panels that tell you there's no way, no how you're going to get that operation, right?
Well, our members make those decisions among and between ourselves. And that's what's thrilling about being able to direct your own health care in association with people who share your values and beliefs. We make decisions among ourselves. We take annual votes. We do other things. And we've decided that if we're submitting an eligible medical expense we're going to share in, we're going to be responsible as a family for the first $1,500 out of our pocket in the course of a year. It's $1,000 for a couple, $500 for an individual. And so that $1,500 we pay for. And then we start sharing in that up to $1 million for every incident. And an incident is a medical encounter or diagnosis. You have a heart attack, all the doctors, tests, hospital stays, surgeries associated with that heart condition is one incident. You have a kidney stone the next day, everything associated with that incident. You break your arm the third day, you're really having a bad week by that time, Joe. But nonetheless, we help up to $1 million for every incident. And so it's not only adequate and sufficient, it is really meeting and sharing in those costs that otherwise we would not on our own be able to handle, but we simply do it in community on a set of rules that we all agree to.
And Dale, those deductibles are not out of place. I mean, they're actually in some cases they're really good. And then as far as the premiums go, or your portion of the health share fee,
we call it a share amount.
There you go,
a share amount and the annual unshared amount. That's the $500,000 or $1,500 for a family. That's the amount we've agreed we'll be responsible for ourselves before it becomes eligible to start sharing.
I'm sitting here. We were talking earlier in the segment about how we've got these terminologies down. We only know how to talk a certain way, PPO, HMO, and, right? I mean, our premiums.
Yeah.
We only know.
Yeah.
There's only certain terminologies, and we've heard them for 40 years, some of us. Some of us a little longer, but some of us for quite a few years, and it's very hard to get your mind wrapped around this differently. You know, it's just amazing. So,
and we don't use those terms, frankly, Joe, because we're not insurance.
Right.
We don't want to communicate wrongly to a prospect or a consumer to understand we're not insurance. We're in this together in community, and we're taking power and control back to control our own health care as a self-pay patient, and that's what gives us the freedom.
If you want to hear the rest of the interview, you need to guess what you need to do. You need to grab it later on the website. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions. So I don't have to, which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA.
Always a pleasure to have you, Richie, and I so much appreciate the time you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You know, if you want to send me a story, you can email it to me to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. In the subject line, I want you to put a capital TRS. Now, the reason for that is I get a lot of junk mail, as you can imagine. And in the junk mail, if you put a TRS in the subject line, then I know you're not trying to sell me anything. And if you do, if you think you're being sneaky, it's really simple. I just block you from getting my email. Then you can never get me a message again. All right? 855-REAL-JOE. If you don't like what I'm saying, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's see how many of these crazy, and I do mean crazy, stories we can get through here. You heard earlier when Sam Sorbo was on the show. I really do Think that if you're sending your kid to a college and you haven't checked it out, shame on you. You're wasting your money. You're wasting our grant money if your kid got a lot of grant money. But shame on you if you send your kid to a college without really checking to know what they're doing. Secondly, if you are paying big bucks to send your kid to a college, a Christian college that teaches against Christianity, then I would say your sanity needs to be checked. Maybe your IQ needs to be checked. Maybe if that school, you know, you're an alumni of that school, maybe you need to recheck it to see how many people there have an IQ above 5. Anyway, again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Professor forces students to stop reading the Bible before class, which is against the law. A Northern Arizona University student was recently asked to stop reading his Bible prior to the start of his classes. That's according to audio obtained by the local news source. In a recording of the February incident, it was provided to Campus Reform by Kevin Kavanaugh for Congress. Mark Holden explains the situation to History Department Chair Derek Heng, who had been called in by the instructor, Dr. Heather Martell. Now, after Holden had refused her request that he put his Bible away, Holden tells Heng that he had arrived early to the U.S. history course and, as usual, used his spare time to read his Bible, but claims that Martell had objected to the routine because she didn't want to see a Bible. She didn't want to what was she afraid of? Would it burn her eyes? Maybe it'll burn her eyes. I don't know. You talk about being a freak. She didn't want to see the Bible in front of her. So Professor Martell says that she doesn't want you sitting in front of her because you put, you know, a Bible out, right? Hank can be heard explaining to Holden, adding that while he doesn't know what the dynamics are or what's going on in the classroom, the real key is to make sure that you know the class is able to go on and that you are in a classroom, which I don't understand. So she doesn't want me in front of her because I have my Bible out, he says. Hank responded by inquiring as to why Holden had his Bible out in the first place. Because I read it, like you read Playboy. I read the Bible. That's what I would have said, and then it would have threw me out of class. Anyway, no, I think she, what was that, the Rules for Radicals? Is that the one, is that the Alinsky book? That's what I would have said. I would have said, look, you pull out Rules for Radicals, I pull out the Bible. What the heck, right? We both got our thing. That's what you do. I just see it, brilliant idea. We're going to make book covers for Bibles, and they're going to look like the cover you have for a hard book called Rules for Radicals. So now, and think about it, it's kind of the same, right? The Bible's rules for us radical Jesus people. Not that hard. So we can make that book. Come on, tell me you like that idea.
No.
Okay. Oh, that's not the point. The point is, if it's illegal to read in class, right, in some places while the class is going on, or what we could do is we could make book covers that look like the books they're supposed to have, and they can read the Bible while they're supposed to be reading one of them stupid books. You like that one? Okay, that one works? All right. There you go. No, why don't you have your Bible out anyway? Or why do you? Ask Holden to clarify that he was just reading before class, and the class hadn't even started yet. Nonetheless, despite Holden's protestations... Really? That class wasn't going to begin for another 5 minutes. Now, Hank concluded that the conversation by again asking Holden if he would put his Bible away. So, will you, and this is him stuttering. The teacher is stuttering, or the head of the department. So, will you put the Bible away? He asked, which Holden replies that he always puts his Bible away once the class begins. Stating that he's only read the Bible before class, always make sure to stow it before the class starts. Yeah, well, prior to the Bible altercation, Holden had been accused by Martell of violating the school's policy on disruptive classroom behavior for an encounter in which Holden challenged Martell's views on cultural assimilation. Oh, this ought to be good. Holden told Campus Reform that he had cited news reports about two Muslim immigrants who erected a sign declaring that the Quran gives them the right to commit rape, saying that he used it as an example of a case in which cultural assimilation might be desirable. He was making a funny. They didn't get it. So let me see if I get this right. So the Muslims can erect a sign that says rape is okay because it's approved of in the Quran, yet a pro-life group puts up signs of what a baby looks like when you try to abort it, and that's not okay? Wow. And no double standard here. And if you think about it, they're using a religious principle that they're pushing on school grounds. I thought there was some kind of separation of church and state or something. According to an email that Martell sent to Holden, explaining the violation, Holden had allegedly interrupted the class multiple times and made a scene, only stopping after a classmate intervened. Then you raised your hand for most of the rest of the class. When I acknowledge that I saw your hand, but stay. Now they're playing little games with each other, right? And then after the teacher berated him long enough, he finally said, "You work for me. I pay your salary." And to a degree, he's correct. Your tuition, your tax dollars is what keeps that teacher in the class. Martell alleged in the email that, though, neither she nor Heng responded. That's a new, write that word, that's a new word. Responded to campus reform requests for to elaborate on the matter. So in other words, she wouldn't even defend herself. She wouldn't even get up and say, "No, that's not quite how it went down. It went down like this." But this is a problem. This is a problem with systems across the country. But we perpetuate it. We pay it. Your kids get grants. Your kids work for money. Your kids save money. You've saved money. Your mortgage, your house, to send these kids to these loony bins. Right? But why do you do that? You got me confused. I don't know why you would do that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yo, this UC Berkeley thing. You know what? Maybe, now remember, we just learned the other night that UC has $175 million just sitting in an account somewhere. Good for them, right? So, if they've got $170, I would just start suing them to no end. See, because most of that is donation money. It's not even taxpayer money, the $175 million. Most of it's donation money. So I would just start suing them to get that donation money down and then let the donors know that their money's being flushed down the toilet because of this crazy lawsuits because they can't keep themselves right. They can't play fair. Look, if I'm a donor and I've given you, you know, a half a million or a quarter of $1 million, first I'd say don't cash a check because they're going to clear. But if I gave you that kind of money, I want to know it's being used right. And chances are good, the majority of those people are going to be on our side. Yeah, this craziness has got to stop. And it's up to us to stop it. You and I can work on this. You and I can make this happen. Right? You can. You just got to work at it. One story I didn't get to, I want to. I'm going to do it tomorrow night. Apparently, Chelsea Clinton put out, you know about that female genital mutilization that's going on. It's a, what? What's that? Oh, did they find out it wasn't her? Oh, that's too bad. Because I would have had so much fun with that. all right. Well, anyway, it would have been fun. But beside that, it's still crazy. We know what's going along. Where's the feminists? How come they're not all bent out of shape about this? They must approve of it. Right? It must be okay by them. Joe Mazzini, your host. Thanks for being with me tonight. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me when I'm here on the air or texting or tweeting, being part of the chat room. And we have a chat room locally. We have a chat room on Facebook. There's a bazillion. Yes, I said bazillion. There's a bazillion ways to get in touch with me. Hey, have a great rest of the day. Really appreciate your time with me. God bless.